Leadership isn't about processes, systems, or organizational charts. It's fundamentally about human connection. In People Follow You, Jeb Grunt reveals why some leaders inspire unwavering loyalty while others struggle to maintain basic compliance. The book has become a quiet leadership Bible at companies like Salesforce, Microsoft, and Google because it addresses a crucial truth. In today's world of eroding institutional trust, people follow individuals they believe in, not organizations. Drawing from 2 decades in leadership roles, from turning around struggling teams at Aramark to building sales gravy into a global training powerhouse, Blunt offers a refreshingly human-centered leadership philosophy that has transformed thousands of leaders' relationships with their teams and dramatically improved their results. Picture 2 young brothers fighting over a Batman action figure. When persuasion fails, the older brother resorts to force, taking the toy and demanding compliance. The result? He ends up the boss of no one, sitting alone while his brother walks away hurt. This childish approach to leadership persists in workplaces everywhere. Research reveals that 75% of workers consider their bosses the most stressful aspect of their jobs. These bad bosses typically lack humility and interpersonal skills, attempting to lead through autocratic demands and resorting to manipulation, intimidation, and micromanagement when that fails. The first principle is foundational. You need your people more than they need you. Leaders are paid for their team's performance, not individual work. The second principle is the golden rule. Treat others as you want to be treated. Many leaders criticize their bosses while treating their own teams poorly. Third, leaders are always on stage. Every action carries weight, as demonstrated when a sales manager's door slamming sparked team-wide concern. Fourth, people don't do dumb things on purpose. Effective leaders assume positive intent and seek root causes rather than blame. Fifth, people act for their reasons, not yours. Good leaders help teams see personal benefits in organizational goals. Sixth, focus on changing behaviors, not beliefs. Leaders manage workplace conduct without trying to alter personalities. Seventh, leaders are not normal. Their exceptional drive and willingness to sacrifice set them apart. Blount's 5 levers of leadership that inspire followership are: 1. Putting people first and connecting emotionally, building genuine connections beyond power dynamics. 2. Positioning people to win through training and strategic support. 3. Building trust through consistent follow-through. 4. Creating positive emotional experiences that cement relationships and inspire peak performance. Steve, a top-performing sales manager, stands out in his high-turnover company by treating his team as individuals, knowing their families, goals, and motivations. While others see salespeople as commodities, his authentic care inspires loyalty and exceptional results, with team members staying for years because he really listens and truly cares. The essence of connection is listening. As Lincoln noted, if you would win a man to your cause, first convince him that you are his sincere friend. People fundamentally need to feel valued, yet most leaders fail at this, checking emails during conversations or planning responses instead of truly listening. Questions build stronger connections than statements. They open dialogues, uncover issues, show interest, and encourage self-reflection. Most importantly, they give others a chance to speak, helping them feel heard and valued. Eye contact is crucial for genuine listening. When you look away at screens or papers, you lose both focus and trust. True listening engages all senses, observing body language, noting voice tone, processing words, and empathizing with the speaker's perspective. Leadership means helping followers win. Great leaders like Chris Dodds focus on making others successful rather than feeding their own egos. This servant leadership approach attracts loyal followers because people know they'll achieve their goals. When leaders help people achieve personal goals, everyone benefits. David transformed from a struggling salesperson to a top performer once I helped him define winning personally. a better home, and a Paris trip with his wife. By connecting professional targets to personal aspirations, his performance soared. Great coaches push people beyond self-imposed limits through tough love and showing them their potential rather than current state. They act as mirrors, providing unbiased perspective and ask questions instead of lecturing. Like icebergs, people reveal only a fraction of their thoughts while keeping most hidden. When Jane talked at Linda rather than asking deeper questions, she missed the scheduling problem that led to Linda's resignation. Effective leaders connect first, then use strategic questioning to uncover real issues affecting their people. Don's story shows how his manager, Terry, risked his career fighting an unfair commission policy, an act of integrity that earned Don's 15-year loyalty and shaped his belief that if our people can't trust us, we are all just empty suits. The leader-follower relationship puts employees in a vulnerable position as leaders control their income, development, and advancement. Despite past disappointments making people naturally skeptical, they want to trust their leaders. Leaders often overestimate the trust they've earned, assuming good intentions are enough. In reality, employees constantly observe their leaders' actions. While major trust violations are uncommon, it's the accumulation of small letdowns that gradually erodes trust. When you fail to deliver on commitments, address it promptly with a sincere apology. Genuine apologies show character and can actually strengthen relationships. The key elements are humility, timing, and authenticity, especially meaningful in a culture where leaders rarely admit mistakes. Creating positive emotional experiences builds team loyalty and performance. When Shirley personally distributed paychecks with thank you notes to her struggling department, she transformed a failing team into a high-performing unit. Years later, her team framed her final paycheck with their own thank you notes, a testament to her impact. Achievement and recognition are inseparable as motivators. Without recognition, achievement feels hollow. Without achievement, recognition rings empty. When people's wins are acknowledged, both satisfaction and performance improve. Small, consistent gestures often matter more than grand ones. A handwritten note, remembering birthdays, or a simple thank you create lasting connections. As Bear Bryant said, it don't cost nothing to be nice. Great leaders create legacies through developing others. Andrea Huff, now a global talent acquisition head, attributes her success to mentor Dr. Jim Poisson, who gave her opportunities to grow. True leadership means putting people first, positioning them to win, then stepping aside. A leader's most vital role is developing people until they no longer need guidance. While this may intimidate some, those who understand servant leadership know that others' success benefits everyone. Every leader leaves a legacy. The most powerful is developing future leaders. Consider your legacy. Do you prioritize people? Listen, create opportunities for success, build trust? Will others cite you as a leadership example? Remember, people don't follow companies, paychecks, or slogans. They follow you.